the distinguished representative of the Russian Federation for his statement. Distinguished delegates, we have come to the end of the general debate, and we will now move directly to our substantive deliberations under agenda item 6, starting with cluster 1. We now move to the agenda item 6, preparatory work for the review of the operation of the treaty in accordance with Article 8, paragraph 3 of the treaty. In particular, consideration of principles, objectives, and ways to promote the full implementation of the treaty, as well as its universality, including specific matters of substance related to the implementation of the treaty and decisions 1 and 2. As well as the resolution on the Middle East adopted in 1995, the final document of the 2000 review conference, and the conclusions and recommendations for follow-on actions adopted at the 2010 review conference. Cluster 1 issues, NPT/CONF.2015/1, Annex 5. Issues under point 1. Implementation of the provisions of the treaty relating to non-proliferation of nuclear weapons, disarmament and international peace and security, Articles 1 and 2, and preamble paragraphs 1 to 3, Article 6, and preamble paragraphs 8 to 12, Article 7, with specific reference to the main issues considered in this cluster. Security assurances, United Nations Security Council Resolution 255 from 1968 and 984 from 1995. Effective international arrangements to assure non-nuclear weapon states against the use of threat of use of nuclear weapons. As previously indicated, I ask the Secretariat to maintain a list of speakers for the three clusters. As it was the case during the previous sessions of the preparatory committee, I would like to propose that our discussions be generally guided by the list of speakers. In order to promote an interactive discussion, after we complete the list of speakers, delegations are encouraged to make comments on the points raised during the formal part of the discussion. I would encourage delegations to be concise in their interactive remarks and to make use of the time to elaborate constructively on the key matters discussed. The list for Cluster 1 was open yesterday, and there are 48 speakers. In light of the time available for this discussion, I intend to close the speaker list for Cluster 1 at 6 p.m. today. Before giving the floor to the first speaker on my list, I wish to remind all delegations that statements are not to exceed 5 minutes. Representatives speaking on behalf of a group of states are kindly encouraged to deliver statements that do not exceed 8 minutes. I ask the Secretariat to use the traffic lights system to assist us with time management during the clusters. The rules of the traffic lights will apply. For national statements, 5 minutes green, 1 minute yellow, then red, you need to stop. For a delegation speaking on behalf of a group of states, 8 minutes green, 1 minute yellow, red, you need to stop. The first speaker on my list is the distinguished representative of Indonesia, Mr. Faisal Siddhartha, from the Indonesian mission in Geneva, who will speak on behalf of the NAM. Sir, you have the floor.
Mr. Chairman,